Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Eliyahu in Parsha Zazinu, that's Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yotes. Vayar Hashem vayin Otz, and Hashem is going to see and be provoked, Mikas Banav Ubunaysov, by the anger of his sons and daughters. Vayamar, and he's going to say, Astir Panam Mehem, I'm going to hide my face from them, Erem Achrisam, and see what's going to be their end. Kidar Tapuchais Hema, for they're a generation of reversals, Banim La'imun Bam, children whose upbringing isn't in them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, Ma'achrisam, Matala Behem Besaifam, what's going to end up coming out of them? Kidar Tapuchais Hema, they turn over his will into anger. Loy emun bam ein gidulai nikarim bahem. The way I raise them isn't recognizable in them. Kehereisim derech tefil, because I taught them a good path. Visaru meno, and they strayed from it. Back to Chumash pasuk chafalef. Hem kin uni b'loy el. They provoked me with a non-god. Kiasuni b'havlehem. They angered me with their emptiness, their vanity. Vani akneim b'loy am. And I'm going to provoke them with a non-nation. Begoy naval achisem. With a vile nation, I'm going to anger them. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk chafalef. Kin uni hiv iru chamasi. They made my anger burn. Beloy el, bedavar she'eni aloya, with something that's not a god. Beloy am, be'uma she'en lehem shem, with a nation that doesn't have a name. Kamash nemer, hein eretz kazdim ze'am lehoya. This land of kazdim, it's a nation that's not, meaning they're like they're non-existent. Ube esav hu aimer, and about esav it's also said, bazu atam oid, you're a very degraded nation. Begay novel achisem elo akifrim. This is talking about the heretics. Vechein hu aimer, amar novel, belibay ein aloikim. Back to chumash pasuk chav beis, ki ish kadcha ba'api, for a fire burned in my nostrils, vatikad ad she'el tachtis, and it blazed into the lowest depths. Vatoichal eretz vivula, and it shall consume the earth and its produce. Vatalahet maisei harim, and set fire to what is set in the mountains. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk chav beis. Kadcha as bara, burned. Vatikad bochem ad hayisoid, and it's going to burn in you until the very foundation. Vatoichal eretz vivula, artzchem vivula, your land and its produce. Vatalahet Yerushalayim ham yusedis al harim. This is referring to Yerushalayim, which is set into the mountains. Shenemar it says Yerushalayim harim savivla. Back to chumash pasuk chav gimel. Aspa olemei ra'ais. I shall accumulate or gather against them evils. Chitzei achalibam. I'm going to use up my arrows against them. Rashi pasuk of Gimel, Aspa olemei ra'ais, achaber ra al ra. I'm going to connect one bad to another and pile them on top of each other. Go to the next Rashi, chitzei chalabam, kol chitzei ashlim bohem. I'm going to finish up all my arrows against them. Uklal azul lefiyah peronis lebrachahi. But when we compare this curse to all the other punishments, it turns out to be a bracha. Chitzei kalim, all of my arrows are going to be used up, but vehem einim kalim, they, klal Yisrael, are not going to be completely destroyed. Back to chumash pasuk of Dalid, mizei ra'av, bloated by hunger, ulchumei reshef, and fought against by flying demons, the ketev meriri, and cutting down by meriri, which is a demon, v'shen behema sashalach bam, and the teeth of animals I'm going to set against them, im chamas zoich le'ofer, with the venom of those that slither in the dust. Let's see Rashi pasuk of Dalet, but go to Rashi, v'shen behemas, and the teeth of animals I'm going to set against them, ma'isahoy, there's a story, v'haya harichelim noshchem u'misim, and the sheep, they would bite, and they would cause death with their bite. Chamas zoich le'ofer, eres nechashim, this is referring to the poison of the snakes, ham hashalchem al groinim al ofer, that they go on their bellies on the dirt, kamayim hazoich le'ma'aretz, like water that flows along the ground. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hei, Michutz Tishakel Cherev, outside, sword is going to cause bereavement, Mechadarim Eima, an indoors fear, Gam Bachur, Gam Basula, also a young man and a virgin, Yonik Im Ish Seva, nursing one with one who's old. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Hei, Michutz Tishakel Cherev, Michutz L'ir, outside the city, Tishaklim Cherev Giyasois, all the invading armies are going to cause bereavement with their sword. Mechadarim Eima, what does that mean? Inside, there's going to be fear. Kishabayrech V'nimot Menacherev, even if a person runs away from the sword, Chadrei Libay Noik from all of Machmas Eima, the chambers of his heart, that's what we're referring to as the inside. The chambers of his heart are going to palpitate because of fear, and he's going to slowly die because of it. Davarach, another way of understanding, umechadarim ema, shebabayis, inside the house, tia ema's dever, there's going to be fear of plague. K'ma shenemar, it says, ki ola mavis b'chalineinu, v'chein tergum unkelis. And Davarach, another way of understanding, michutz tishakel cherev, outside the sword is going to cause bereavement. What does that mean? Amasha asu b'chutzais, that which is being done in the marketplaces. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, umisbar chutzais Yerushalayim, samte mizbechais labayshes, you placed altars for shame, meaning people are serving avodah zarah outside in the marketplace. Umechadarim ema, amasha asu b'chadri chadarim, also that which was done inside the innermost rooms. Shenemar asher ziknei beis Yisrael, oisim b'choshech ish b'chadri maskisoi, people are serving avodah zarah inside their houses as well. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, Amarti, I said, afehem, I'm going to scatter them. Ashbisa me'enosh zichrim, I'm going to cause their memory to cease from man. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chavav, Amarti afehem, Amarti b'libi, I said in my heart, says Hashem, afe oisim, I'm going to scatter them. V'yesh l'farsh, afehem is ashisim peya, I'm going to make them like peya, which is the corner of the field, which is given away, it's made ownerless, it's made hefker, lashlichem me'olai, I'm going to cast them from me, hefker, and make them ownerless to everyone else. V'dugmasim etzina be'ezra, v'titen lohem mamlachas, v'amamim, v'atechalkim lepeya, lehefker, I'm going to make them ownerless. Now let's jump to the end of Rashi, where it says, v'unkles tirgim acher l'shoyna b'raisa sh'nei b'sifri, unkles translates this based off of the b'raisa that's brought in the sifri. Hachilekes tevazu l'shalish tevaz, it takes this word afehem, and breaks it up into three different words. Amarti, I said, af, in anger, ahem, where are they? Amarti ba'api, I said in my anger, Etnim ki'ilu enam. I'm going to make them as if they're non-existent. Shiyemu ra'eim aleim. People that see them will say about them, ayehim, where are they? Back to Chumash Pasuk of Zion. Why is it that Hashem is not going to completely destroy us? Lule kas oyev agur. Were it not that the enemy's anger is built up, pen yinakru tzoremai, lest its tormentors misinterpret, pen yaimru, lest they say, yodenu rama, it's our hand that is raised, v'loy Hashem paul kozayis, and it's not Hashem that accomplished all this. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Zion. Lule kas oyev agur. Im loy shekas ha'oyev kanus aleim hashchisam. If not for the fact that the enemy's anger was all built up and pent up against them to destroy them, v'im yuchal hem yashchisam. If they were able to, they would completely wipe out Klal Yisrael. Yitla hagdula boyev elohev. They're going to attribute the greatness to them and to their gods. V'lo yitla hagdula bi. And they're not going to attribute the greatness to me, says Hashem. V'zeu shenemar. That's why the Pasuk says, pen yinakru tzoremai. Yinakru hadavar litlois gvurasim benachri. They're going to misinterpret this greatness and they're going to attribute it to a stranger, she'en hagdula shalai, that the greatness is not really his. And back to Pasuk Chavches, why is it that they're going to misinterpret this? Kigoy oivad etzes hema, because they're a nation that doesn't have counsel, ve'en bahem tevuna, and there's no understanding in them, and that's why they're going to make this mistake, and that's the reason why Hashem isn't going to destroy us, is because they're going to end up misinterpreting it and say it's their God that destroyed us and not Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Pasuk Chavches, which is really a continuation of Pasuk Chavches, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.